Walkable neighborhoods are trendy these days, and that was also the trend in the early 1900s. But by mid-century, walkability gave way to sprawling suburbs. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo. Kelsey Hasden with Modern Cities is here to tell us why this time around could be different by focusing on the story of one neighborhood on Jacksonville's east side. Kelsey, first of all, what is this neighborhood called and where is it?
So this neighborhood is the Glen Myra neighborhood. It's on the St. John's River. It's just east of Springfield and just north of, I guess, what we typically think of as the east side. Glen Myra was a neighborhood that was designed for people to be able to live and work in the same area. It was highly walkable. It had lots of housing, and all of these industries were also in the area that helped to grow the space. It was about 20 square blocks, two blocks in width. However, there were lots of changes that caused this area to die out, for lack of a better term. In the early 1900s, we had technological advancements that reduced jobs. In the 1930s, buses took over the streetcars that were in the area. In the 1960s, Haines Street became the MLK Jr. Parkway that ended up dividing the neighborhood. And so people ended up moving out to the suburbs and abandoned the area.
This is a neighborhood that was designed to be walkable. It was a vibrant neighborhood with people living and working. Not so much today. I think what might be different this time around is back in the early 1900s, this was a neighborhood where people were living and working at the same time. And today, people aren't necessarily living and working in the same place because we're a commuter society, right? So we can have these walkable neighborhoods. But if something happens that threatens our job, our neighborhood where we live isn't necessarily going to be affected by that. So maybe the walkable neighborhoods of today aren't as threatened by technological changes or changes in the economy and things like that.
Today, we have neighborhoods like Springfield, Riverside, and Murray Hill, where people are moving back to those dense areas, and they want these mixed-use spaces that are really walkable. We can also see other projects around town, like the Lower Street Trio and the District, where we want to have lots of events going on, lots of different types of businesses and restaurants, and then also incorporate housing. Our neighborhoods are places where we might want to live and play and not necessarily live and work.
Kelsey Hasden is with Modern Cities. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.